Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us now on the line, we have Doron Klein, CEO of Telfed. Doron, a very good afternoon to you, and thanks for joining us.
Shalom, and thank you. Shalom from Ranana.
Shalom to you too, Doron, and thanks for taking the time to chat to us on the afternoon overdrive. We're, of course, looking at Telfed's role, the role it's playing in the Alia Expo, which is coming up next week. So, Doron, basically over to you. What can we look forward to? What is this all about?
Well, we want to encourage the members of our Jewish community in South Africa to come to the Aliyah Expo. The idea of the expo is to bring together over 20 experts from all different paths in Israel, experts in their field, mm-hmm. who are able to give advice to people that are considering Aliyah. And this way, the Jewish community can come and meet these experts face to face and get the best advice that's out there from the people who they will meet afterwards in Israel, and the people who are going to be dealing with their klita. Klita means integration. So here's a fantastic opportunity mm-hmm. for the community to come and meet with the people who are on the Israeli side, who deal with the integration side, and therefore help plan that integration process. Because when we talk about Aliyah, mm-hmm. so Aliyah means going up, it means coming to live in Israel, but often that can be the technical side, getting on the plane, you know, packing your bags, getting everything ready, saying goodbye. I mean, it's also emotional, that's both emotional and technical.
Indeed.
But once you get to Israel, that's when the challenge begins, and that's the integration side. So this is a fantastic opportunity to come and meet with the experts who deal with the integration. So I really encourage everybody who is even just thinking about making Aliyah. You don't have to have opened a file or done anything official. Mm-hmm. But if you're just thinking about Israel as this an opportunity for you, for your future, to come to the Aliyah Expo and to engage with the experts that are there, including myself. I'll be there representing Telfed, which is the organization that assists the South Africans with all the different aspects of the integration in Israel. And we have been doing that since 1948.
Okay. So in tandem with this expo, Doron, I take it on your website, you will have a link just to keep to help people keep in touch both with Telfed and this the objective behind the Alia Expo.
So sure, anyone who goes onto the Telfed website, you'll see all the different departments of Telfed and how we help with integration. But to sign up for the expo, so that's been run by the Israel Center mm-hmm. in Johannesburg and in Cape Town. They're the ones who are organizing the expo in South Africa.
Right.
And they're the ones to be in touch with in order to sign up. You shouldn't just, you know, pitch up and expect that you're going to be able to meet with these experts. There's a sign-up process mm-hmm. before. So I encourage the people to get hold of the Israel Center and to sign up for the experts that they want to see, so they don't rock up at the event and have to wait for a long time. They can just come to an appointment that they've made at a time that they've set before.
Okay, so how are Alia efforts going so far with Telfed?
So as I said, we've been dealing with Alia and Kita integration since 1948, and it's been encouraging to see now our Alia numbers going back up. Obviously, when the war started on the 7th of October, that wasn't a time for most people to make Aliyah. It was a very stressful time in Israel. And actually, we at Telfed, we encouraged families with young children not to come during that time, whereas the war started, because of the very tense situation here in Israel. But now that the center of the country has returned pretty much back to normal, people are at work, people are frequenting the coffee shops, the restaurants, and other places of entertainment. Really, our soldiers are working very hard in order to keep us safe, and you can feel that in the center of the country. where the country is very much alive and the economic hub of Israel is pumping in the center of the country. Obviously, in the south and the north, there's challenges. So people, that's affected the Aliyah numbers, and our Aliyah numbers have gone back to what they were pre-October the 7th. So when we look at January and February 2024 Aliyah numbers, they are the same as January and February 2023.
Okay.
So that's heartening, and we look forward to welcoming our South African Jewish brethren to make Israel their home, and we are here to... Basically, we're here to help them to help themselves.
Okay.
We're here to give them the direction from our experience so that their integration will be successful.
Okay. So, Doran, just to confirm, next week, that Thursday, the 4th of April, that will be in Cape Town, and then here in Johannesburg on Sunday the 7th and Monday the 8th of April, correct?
That is correct. And
okay.
We look forward to seeing everyone.
Indeed. Doran, thanks so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive, just to give us a background as to what Telfed's objectives are at the forthcoming Aliyah Expo, that taking place next week. Doran Klein, the CEO of Telfed, thanks so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.